I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In Bangladesh, the Chakma are despised people, but their name means beholders of power. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says there's something appealing about the birth of Christ because it brought both power and change. Roughly 5 years ago, a village was transformed. Allen says,
there was an individual named Prashad. He heard the gospel. He's part of the Chakma tribe. He shared the gospel with his friend, Arjun. Arjun places his faith in Jesus Christ. And while Prashad goes on to share the gospel with other people who will listen to him in the tribe, Arjun enrolls in FMI-sponsored theology courses. He learns core principles about evangelism and discipleship. And then in 2012, he becomes a pioneering church planter back in his tribal village.
Today, there's a congregation of 40 strong. To help support pastors like Arjun, you'll find links at our website. And in Uganda, a sixth-grade boy named John knows what it's like to live your whole life unwanted. He's considered a curse because his skin and hair have no pigment. It's called albinism. The gospel makes sense to the albino kids because their rejection connects the dots. Angels announce the birth of the Savior of the world to the outcast and rejected in their society, not to the kings. Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministry says,
people like John are amongst those that are rejected on a human level, and yet God sent his son for John too. And so we hope to take that message of the love and the acceptance of God to John, to his family, and to those of his community, especially during the Christmas time, but of course year-round as we share the gospel with them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blast at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.